Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
It's about Sheikh Abbas Qummi. May Allah keep his rest in soul. Sheikh Abbas Qummi is the author of the indispensable book of du'as and supplications called Mafatihul Janan, that means keys to the heavens. He was a man of great piety and a sincere lover of the Prophet and his progeny. Such was his faith and conviction that one day when his son was very ill, he took a glass of water and after mixing the water with his finger, he gave it to his son to drink, saying, "Drink this, my son. You will soon be better because with this hand I have written many ahadith and traditions of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them." One of the senior scholars of Najaf once said to Sheikh Abbas Qummi, "My foot is constantly hurting me. Please pray for me." The Sheikh replied, "If I say I will pray for you, it's possible that my prayer may not be answered if I have uttered something sinful in the past. However, I will pass my hand over your foot because with this hand I have written many ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and inshallah, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, will effect a cure for you." When he began to compile the Mafatih, some scholars of Qom, the city of Qom, advised him to use his vast knowledge to write explanatory notes on some of the complicated books instead. "Are you just sitting writing a book of du'as?" they asked. He replied, "I will continue writing the Mafatih, and I have dedicated its rewards to the soul of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. And with her blessings, it will become Mafatihul Jinan, keys to the gardens of paradise." One day he was sitting contemplating in the graveyard of Wadi As-Salam in Najaf, in Iraq, where many great personalities are buried. He saw that some people had just buried a man. Suddenly, for a brief moment, the veils were lifted from before his eyes, and he saw angels descending from the heavens with whips of fire with which they began to strike the dead man. He started to scream and shriek in pain, but none of the mourners heard or saw anything unusual. There was a man sitting near the grave reciting Quran, and another was distributing dates and fruits, and another was weeping, but none saw what was happening to that man. However, the terrible sight that the Sheikh saw in those brief moments made him ill for one whole week.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iRab English Radio. This is Zaidat Musavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about different religious stories and their moral themes and lessons that we as Shia are supposed to learn and make use of them in our daily life. Well, the story we just listened to is about one of the most famous Shia scholars who the Shia schools is so much indebted to. Hajj Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi rahmatullah alayh was the embodiment of abstinence and piety. He was second to none in the training of oneself, being aware of the religious laws, trying to follow the infallible Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in worship, obedience, caution in speech, and keeping every aspect of oneself away from the prohibitions. He used to give lectures regarding advice and admonitions, the remembrance of Ahlul Bayt, and conveying the traditions of the holy Ahlul Bayt. During these lectures, tears would flow from his eyes to the extent that they would moisten his beard. Sheikh Abbas, rahmatullah alayh, had extensive knowledge of hadith, and for this reason, he is also famously known as Muhaddith al-Qumi. Because of his vast knowledge, Sheikh Abbas was often asked to write commentaries on the kifaya and makasib of Sheikh Murtada al-Ansari. However, his real interest lay in supplication literature. After a long and arduous struggle, Sheikh Abbas compiled a book that contained the text of and detailed instructions on supplications or du'as, salutations or ziyarat, and prayers for each day of the year. He dedicated it to the soul of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, saying that with her blessings, the book would become Mafatih al-Jannah. That means keys of paradise. And today we can see that the book can be found in essentially every single Shia mosque, library, bookstore, school and household. It has been translated in many other languages since then. And the English version is known as either the Prayers, Almanac or Supplications. That is, call on me, I answer you. Okay, dear listeners, let's go for a short break and we'll be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio. We are talking about Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi or Muhaddith al-Qumi, rahmatullah alayh. And we read a short biography of his life. And now we are going to expound more on the single details of the life of this great character. Well, an extremely pious individual, Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi not only compiled a manual of prayers and supplications, he actually lived his life by them. Ayatollah Bozorg Tehrani, which was a great scholar of Shia, writes that he found him to be a model of abstinence and piety and completely aware and practicing of all their religious laws and extremely devout in following the teachings and examples of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. In fact, when he compiled the Mafatih and took it to the publisher, he in fact brought it back and acted upon its various recommendations for the entire year before submitting it for publication again. That is a tremendous example of the concept of practice what you preach. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We have a great scholar who his book is perhaps in all of the houses of the Shia, and that is a book of dua, a book of supplication by the name of Mafatih al-Jannah, the keys to paradise. It's book of dua, and the author of this book, he's a scholar by the name of Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi. He compiled a book of dua that goes through the calendar. In the beginning of the year, what is the dua of this day? What is the dua of the next day, the month after, the following months? And he has compiled all of the recommended, deeds and supplications and prayers that a person is supposed to do throughout the whole year. Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi, he wrote this book, he authored it, and then he called the publisher. He tells the publisher, I'm going to bring you this book, and please, I want you to publish it for me. So he finished the book, and then he goes and he hands it over to the publisher. And then, a while later, before the publisher begins to publish the book and to, you know, print the book, Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi, he goes to the publisher and he takes the book back. And he tells him, I have to make some changes to it. I'll bring it back to you later. So the publisher says, okay, bring it back whenever you're ready. And inshallah, we will print your book for you. He goes and he takes it. And he does not go back to the publisher until one full year later. One full year he waits. And then he goes and he gives it back to the publisher. He tells him, now I'm comfortable. Now you could go ahead and print this book for me. So the publisher, he tells him, oh, Sheikh, what happened? I thought you were going to go and come back a few days later, a few weeks later maximum, and then we're going to print your book for you. Why did you wait a whole year? He tells him, because my book is a book of dua. And I am telling people, I'm giving people the guidelines and how to do dua throughout the whole year. So I figured that before I tell other people, let me tell myself. Let me come and implement what I'm telling people, and then I will come and give it to other people. My dear brothers and sisters, this is perhaps the reason why the book of this man, Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi, the Kitab Mafatih al-Jinan, is the most popular book of dua. Because it's a book that is pure sincerity. And the man did not do it for others. The man implemented exactly what he is telling other people to do.
بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.